Model Test 5. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Number 11. Ray, are you going straight home after school today?
No. I have a class until 1 o'clock. And after that, I'm going to spend a couple of hours at the library before going home.
Question. What is Ray going to do this afternoon? Number 12. The mechanic said it cost $50 to have the car repaired.
We might as well spend $150 more to buy a new one.
Question. What does the man intend to do? Number 13. Have you found anything wrong with my stomach?
Not yet. I will let you know the result next week.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman? Number 14. It's surprising that Tom came out of the accident alive.
That's true. The car crashed into the wall and was completely damaged.
Question. What was the consequence of the accident?
Number 15. Mary told me that she would graduate in June.
Only if she could get the physics course out of the way.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 16. Is your brother still selling cameras?
He has had 3 different jobs. Right now, he is working in an electronics company. Before then, he was selling office equipment.
Question. What job does the man's brother have now? Number 17. Maybe we should take Front Street this morning. The radio announcer said traffic on the freeway is really heavy.
Well, if he says to take Front Street, then we should go the other way.
Question. What is the man's opinion of the radio announcer?
Number 18. I still haven't received my score on the computer test. Maybe I should call to check on it.
Don't worry so much. It takes at least 2 weeks to get your score.
Question. What does the woman think the man should do?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. What are you going to have?
I have no idea. Could you help me with the menu?
Yes, sure. These are the starters, and these are main courses, and these are desserts. See?
What's the alternative?
The alternative is to order a complete dinner. For a set price, you get your choice of soup or juice, one dish with potato and vegetable, salad, bread and butter, and sometimes coffee and sometimes dessert.
And you pay the price listed next to the main course?
Right. Like the roast beef dinner is $7.85, plus tax and tip, of course.
It all looks pretty expensive to me.
It's not. This is only a bit more expensive than McDonald's. So enjoy yourself. We're celebrating, remember? Order anything you'd like to try. It's all on me.
You're very kind.
Friends are friends. I cannot get promoted often. Are you ready to order?
Can you tell me what a hot fudge sundae is?
That's a dessert. It's an English specialty. It's a kind of ice cream with a hot, sticky sauce over the top. Very sweet and fattening.
I don't really like the sound of that. How come there's English food? I thought we agreed to eat American food.
Our country is made up of people from all over the world. So besides collected words and phrases from every language, we've also absorbed recipes. We even have a lot of Chinese restaurants now.
Which is better, French or Chinese cuisine?
I'd say it's a toss-up. I love them both.
I didn't know you were so fond of foreign foods. When my boss promotes me, I will take you to a French restaurant near my company. The food there is delicious.
Oh, we will have a second dinner soon.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
19. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Why does the woman think the man is kind?
21. Which of the following statements is true about the man's country?
22. What does the man think of the woman?
2.
What are you looking at, Tom?
I'm reading an article about the world's homeless population.
What do you call homeless population?
Sociologists define homeless people as those who have no fixed shelter on any given night. These figures show 5 countries with large homeless population.
Ha! According to the definition, I was once a homeless person. I sleep at different places every night.
Don't be joking. You were just on a journey.
Wow, that's amazing. I never realized that there were so many homeless people in Germany and France.
You know what? Our country ranks number 1 among these countries.
Surely not. India tops the list with 3 million homeless people.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. Although we have 1 million fewer homeless people than India, we have the highest percentage of homeless people, according to this article.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What are the speakers doing?
24. Which country tops the list of homeless population according to the man?
25. How much homeless population does the speaker's country have?
6. Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Nowadays, motorcycling is fast becoming one of America's most popular sports. However, there are several things about motorcycling that the average citizen dislikes. Motorcyclists frequently get dirty. In fact, they are dirty. On the road, there is little to protect them from mud, insects, and bird droppings. For practical reasons, they are often dressed in old clothing, which looks much less respectable than the clothing of people who ride in cars. For the same reason, motorcyclists usually wear dark colors. Of course, the danger of motorcycling also helps account for many people's low opinion of the sport. Its defenders, however, claim that careful cyclists are in less danger than it's commonly believed. He must pay careful attention to his driving. From that point of view, a man on a motorcycle is safer than a man in the car.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. Why do motorcyclists often dress in old and dark clothing? Question 27. What's the average citizen's opinion about motorcycling? Question 28. How can a motorcyclist be safer than a car driver? Passage 2. Speech is one of the most important ways of communicating. It consists of far more than just making noises. To talk, and also to be understood by other people, we have to speak a language. That is, we have to use combinations of sound that everyone agrees stand for a particular object or idea. Communication would be impossible if everyone made up their own language. Learning a language properly is very important. The basic vocabulary of English is not very large, and only about 2,000 words are needed to speak it quite well. But the more words you know, the more ideas you can express, and the more precise you can be about their exact meaning. Words are the main thing we use in communicating what we want to say. The way we say the words is also very important. Our tone of voice can express many emotions and shows whether we are pleased or angry, for instance.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. What are used to stand for a particular object or idea when we speak a language? Question 30. What if everyone made up their own language? Question 31. What is also important besides the main thing in communicating? Passage 3. James Anthony, who is considered to be the greatest living dramatist of the American theater, was born in Bangor, Maine in 1921. He attended the public schools of Bangor, and although he was the son of a poor European immigrant, he found a way to go to college. In 1939, he won a scholarship to the University of Maine, where he spent almost the next 4 years studying. I say almost because during his last semester, he was drafted into the United States Army. He spent the next 3 years in the Army and was honorably discharged in 1945, at the close of World War II. In the Army, his job was to translate French documents into English, although his best foreign language was Italian. The Army, in characteristic fashion, made him a French translator, and for a year he was stationed in Paris.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. According to the speaker, how did Anthony achieve his fame? Question 33. How much time did Anthony spend in college? Question 34. Based on the passage, how many languages can we infer that Anthony knew? Question 35. What does the speaker say is characteristic of the Army?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Doctors estimate that about 40% of women over 30 in Britain are overweight. This figure may be misleading, as a large number of overweight people never seek medical advice. Many women are worried about being overweight. They feel that it shows a lack of willpower or self-control on their part. In addition, fat women do not conform to the modern ideal of beauty exemplified by fashion models and young film stars, who are all incredibly thin. Apart from aesthetic reasons, there are strong medical grounds for not overeating. Overweight people are particularly more likely to get heart disease and are easily tired by physical activity. Losing weight would certainly make them feel healthier and increase their life expectancy. Some women feel guilty about being fat, and their guilt is expressed by eating more. It is a vicious cycle. On the other hand, there are women who unnecessarily lose weight in order to conform to a model of social acceptability. Some of them end up starving themselves to death. So perhaps it might be better to try to remove fat people's unhappiness than try to remove the fat.
Now, the passage will be read again.
Doctors estimate that about 40% of women over 30 in Britain are overweight. This figure may be misleading, as a large number of overweight people never seek medical advice. Many women are worried about being overweight. They feel that it shows a lack of willpower or self-control on their part. In addition, fat women do not conform to the modern ideal of beauty exemplified by fashion models and young film stars, who are all incredibly thin. Apart from aesthetic reasons, there are strong medical grounds for not overeating. Overweight people are particularly more likely to get heart disease and are easily tired by physical activity. Losing weight would certainly make them feel healthier and increase their life expectancy. Some women feel guilty about being fat, and their guilt is expressed by eating more. It is a vicious cycle. On the other hand, there are women who unnecessarily lose weight in order to conform to a model of social acceptability. Some of them end up starving themselves to death. So perhaps it might be better to try to remove fat people's unhappiness than try to remove the fat.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time.
Doctors estimate that about 40% of women over 30 in Britain are overweight. This figure may be misleading, as a large number of overweight people never seek medical advice. Many women are worried about being overweight. they feel that it shows a lack of willpower or self-control on their part. In addition, fat women do not conform to the modern ideal of beauty exemplified by fashion models and young film stars, who are all incredibly thin. Apart from aesthetic reasons, there are strong medical grounds for not overeating. Overweight people are particularly more likely to get heart disease and are easily tired by physical activity. Losing weight would certainly make them feel healthier and increase their life expectancy. Some women feel guilty about being fat, and their guilt is expressed by eating more. It is a vicious cycle. On the other hand, there are women who unnecessarily lose weight in order to conform to a model of social acceptability. Some of them end up starving themselves to death. So perhaps it might be better to try to remove fat people's unhappiness than try to remove the fat.
This is the end of listening comprehension.